If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like to invite you to open to Matthew chapter 28. We do have prayer cards on our table in the back. If you'd like one after the service, feel free to pick up a prayer card. But this morning I'd like us to look at a portion that's very familiar to us, a portion of Scripture. Verses that we think, when we think about missions, we often think of these verses, but I want us to look at them again this morning as we think on this subject of missions. Matthew chapter 28, we're going to begin reading in verse 18. It says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of being in your house this morning to worship you, to glorify your name, to lift up our praises. We thank you for the freedom that we have here in this country to openly worship, to have a Bible, to openly proclaim the good news of salvation. Help us to open our ears, open our minds and our hearts to hear what you would have for us from your word this morning. In your name we pray. Amen. As we look at this verse, this passage of Scripture, it's a very familiar passage, as I mentioned. And there's, if we look through it, we would say the key word in this passage, the key word that we look at many times as we are looking at this passage, is the first word of verse 19, the word go. It's a small word, but it has a lot of meaning. Looking it up in the dictionary, the definition of the word go is to move on a course or to proceed, to go out of or away from a place expressed or implied, to take a certain course or follow a certain procedure, to proceed without delay. And this morning I want us to think about this word go and how it applies in these verses. And I want us to see three items this morning. The first is to go with the power of Jesus Christ. Verse 18 is one that many times we forget about and we leave out as we're looking at these verses of the Great Commission. But it's a very powerful verse. It says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." He is saying that I have all power. All power rests in me. In Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 8, Philippians 2, beginning in verse 8, it says, "And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." This person, Jesus Christ, the name which is above every name, the name which all knees shall bow in honor and reverence. That is who is talking in these verses. We need to understand that the power rests in Jesus. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And he is telling us this, I have all this power, not to say, look at me, I have all the power, but to give us a confidence to go and do what he is telling us to do. He wants us to go out with the power that he is giving us. He is transferring that power, that confidence from us, from him to us. That is the power we have. So often, we're scared. Oh, I can't share the gospel. I can't talk to somebody. I don't have that ability. I don't know what to say. But here we have the power of Jesus Christ, and we can go with that power. We need to go out and use that power that he has given to us, realizing He has all the power that we need. We don't lack anything because He is the one that is greater than anything in the earth, anything above the earth, anything in heaven, anything in earth. He has that power. We need to go with the power. We need to go with the program that He has set for us. The first part of the program we find in verse 19. It says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." We find it also in Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And He says, And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." We need to go out and share the good news of salvation. The good news that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to this earth to be born. As we read in Philippians chapter 2, He humbled Himself. He humbled Himself to come down to this earth and then to die for our sins and the sins of the whole world. Oftentimes we forget, once we're saved, we forget about everybody else. We think about ourselves. Me, me, me. But Jesus did not think about Himself. He humbled Himself, was born not as a king, not as the ruler of the world, as He had every right to be born, to come into this world as the ruler. But He was born as a baby in a humble family. He humbled Himself for us. And He wants us to go out and share the good news of salvation, to share with others that Jesus died for their sins, that Jesus is the one that has the answer for all of our problems. The world is looking for solutions. People are going everywhere for answers to the problems that they face. And we have the answer book. We have the power of the answer book, because Jesus has given it to us. God has given us His holy word. And we need to go with the power of Christ and have the confidence to go out and do His program. And that is the first part of His program, is to teach and to preach the good news of salvation. How often do we go out? How often are we sharing God's word with others? When was the last time that an opportunity, that God gave us an opportunity, and we took that opportunity and shared with another? Maybe it's the person in the cubicle next to ours. Maybe it's the person at the gas station. Maybe it's the person that we just cross in the street. Are we taking advantage of those opportunities? God brings opportunities in our lives each and every day. But how often are we taking advantage of those opportunities? Or how often do we just dismiss them? Oh, it's a bother. I'm busy. It's so easy for us to do that. But we need to be looking for opportunities. A number of weeks ago, Karina came up to me and said, "Daddy, there's somebody at the gate." And so I went down, and Debbie was down, and she said, "Oh, it's somebody that came by earlier. They're looking for help for medicine for their child." And so I went out to talk to the man, and God just started tugging on my heart, saying, "Here's an opportunity. Witness to this man." And as I got talking with the man, he was telling me he was needing some medicine for his kid. And we have people come by probably about 5 times a week to our house. They just come around the neighborhood, knocking on the gates, asking for help for medical reasons, for medicine. And a lot of times I just let them go on their way. But for some reason, the Lord really tugged on my heart on this occasion. And I told the man, "Well, let me see what I can do about the medicine. Let me go talk to a friend of mine who's a physician and see what he says," because I just wanted to check out his story. And I couldn't get a hold of my friend that's a doctor, and so I went ahead and I told the man, "Give me a few minutes. Let me see what I can do, if I can help you. I can't promise anything, but I'll see if I can help you." So I got in my car and I went down to the pharmacy, which was a couple blocks away. And I asked the pharmacist, who I've gotten a relationship with over the last year and a half. And he said, "Yes, this is medicine for this need." And it looks legit, and he checked on it. And so we went ahead and we purchased the medicine for the child. And as I was going back to the house, God started reminding me, you need a witness to him. You have a Bible up in your office that you can give him. And I remember that the day before I'd been going through my office and I'd found some Bibles that I'd bought to give away. So I swung up by my office and picked up a Bible, went back down to the house, and the man was still there waiting. And I was able to take that opportunity and say, here's some medicine that will help your child with this need right now. But I've got something even better for you. A more powerful medicine. And I handed him God's Word. A copy of God's Word. I said, the medicine is for the physical need. But God's Word is for the spiritual need. And he let me sit there for about 15, 20 minutes. I sat there talking with him. Just opening God's Word and sharing God's Word with him. He didn't make a decision that day, but he listened and he took that Bible with him and took it to his home. And I told him, read that Bible. And I told him where to read. And it's an opportunity that God gave. Sometimes I let those opportunities go past. But sometimes God gives us those opportunities. And are we taking advantage of them? And God used that in my life on a personal way to say, look for opportunities. I am bringing opportunities to you, to your very front door. Are you taking advantage of these opportunities to share with others the good news of salvation? And are we doing that? How often are we taking advantage of opportunities to go into all the world and preach the gospel? To share the good news of salvation, we have the power of Jesus Christ to go with us. And his program, we share the gospel with someone and, okay, my duty's done. But it goes beyond that. Beginning in verse 20 of our passage this morning, it says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. There's a second part to the program of God, and that is to teach, or we can call it discipleship, to train others to go forth, to train others to do the work that God has set before us. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, it says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also.